children. Happy Halloween.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello to listeners. Hopefully you can understand what we're saying.
Yeah.
We're putting on funny voices for our Halloween episode. I might change my voice throughout it.
What?
You couldn't hear? Okay. It does not.
It does not bode well if you couldn't. You can understand me better now.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go with this one.
Okay.
I can kind of understand you. So, what I said when you couldn't understand me was, we're changing our voices for Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. So happy Halloween, everybody. We decided to focus on some spooky Halloween kind of games for this episode, and it will be a short one, because we played one game. But before we get to that, I'm going to go through a list of spooky, classic, old-school games to go with the theme of the show, you know?
Yeah.
So let's go through the top 10 old-school games. And if people out there have played these games, you get one up on us. There's one called Haunted House. The little review starts off, honestly, the scariest thing about this vintage Atari title might be its box art. Okay. So it doesn't sound like that's a very good game.
No. It doesn't at all.
So, next we have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, based on a movie. It looks, I mean, honestly, Pac-Man looks scarier than this game. Let me just show Jordan here the screenshot of the game.
Yeah, Pac-Man.
Yeah, I mean, like, Excitebike is more terrifying than this. Paperboy. Next we have the game called Halloween. You play as the babysitter, and you have to rescue kids before Michael Myers goes to get them. Have you ever seen the Halloween movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know Michael Myers.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the game. You're the babysitter trying to save the kids from Michael Myers. It looks horrible. Next we have Zombie Ate My Neighbors.
Zombie Ate My Neighbor.
Yes, that's what it's called. Not sure. That game looks a little bit better for the Super Nintendo, so graphics are a little better.
Oh, yeah.
We have a game named Clock Tower coming in at number 6.
Oh.
It says, few can match the terror of Clock Tower. Well, that one sounds scary.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Doom? Have you ever played Doom?
I've played Doom.
Yeah, that's like a newer game.
No, it's an old school too.
It's old school? Well, yeah. I guess it's on this list. Yeah, but do they still make Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been around for a while, but they keep making new versions of it. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, and then we have Sweet Home. Not sure.
Sweet Home.
It's considered a classic game fans. Apparently, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, Resident Evil came out of this game called Sweet Home. Then we have another. I'm going to switch my voice as well here. Let's see here.
This is the sub. Yeah, that's fine. Can you understand me now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is the cyborg voice.
Nice.
By the way, for anyone interested, we're using the Digitech Vocal 3000 effects pedal machines right now. So we have Nightmare on Elm Street, another
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, of course. His game doesn't look great. Splatterhouse, number 2. And number 1, a game that we have both played, we talked about it last season, I believe. Was I wrong? Castlevania is the number 1 Halloween game of all school games.
Mm.
I mean, it has ghosts and stuff, so I guess it's
Halloween. Yeah.
Okay, great. So now, let's talk about the game we did. Take it away, Jordan. Tell us about this game.
So, Five Nights at Freddy's. The original. This is a scary game when it came out for, like, kids and all them. And especially when you were able to download it on your phone. It was very scary. It started to rise the ranks to the point it was a popular horror-themed game. So after that, what the creator did, Scott Cawthon, is he started to make a series. And this series began in Five Nights at Freddy's, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, 3, 4, 5, which was FNAF World.
But what's number 5?
Number 5 is FNAF World.
What does that mean?
FNAF means Five Nights at Freddy's.
All right.
So then FNAF World, but he wanted to forget about FNAF World. He completely wanted to forget about that. Like, the game designer himself said, this game, no.
So, are there any games that come after FNAF World?
There's Five Nights at Freddy's 6, Sister Location, a whole bunch of more. I can keep going on. And they're coming out with a new game, too.
A new Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, it's Security Breach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this one's hard to understand, probably, right?
A little.
All right, I'm going to change it then.
Let's see.
Okay, so, I don't know if this is any better, but, so Jordan and I played, you showed me how to play Five Nights at Freddy's, but it was, you're not familiar.
Alright, let's...
For those of you not familiar, you're in this dark, grungy, in my mind, it's an underground bunker or some sort. I don't know what it is, but
this is a pizza place.
It's a pizza place?
It's a pizza place.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. So I'm in a pizza place, and I got these cameras I can look around, switch through, different pizza places, and see if the animatronics have come to life and are coming to get me.
Yeah.
You probably should have set up the breakdown of the game, because you know it better than I. But what am I missing? What else is going on in this game?
So, these animatronics, they were once people.
What?
Yeah. A murderous serial killer named William Afton. You may know him because you played D&D with us before.
That's true.
So you definitely know him. One of our students, he absolutely loves Five Nights at Freddy's. So he brought that into D&D.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't remember that, but,
you never knew William Afton.
I don't know that I did. Maybe I wasn't in that class.
It was literally with Devin's campaign. You were in there, for sure.
I definitely was. I was my famous character, Travis. Maybe we should get Travis on the show someday.
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun.
And Jacktooth.
And Jacktooth and Travis. Old school, new school. We talk about our favorite games. All right. Expect that in an upcoming episode, people.
Yep.
All right. Back to the...
Yeah, so these guys were murdered by him. And they were children. So the spirits that haunt the animatronics now is the spirits of the dead children. And their soul, they don't have no soul, they have remnant. Something called remnant. It's like a spiritual... It's like a spirit, but it's angry and wants vengeance. So William Afton, he did this all in security, like a security uniform. And as he did it in a security uniform, he went back home that night, got all the evidence and all that. But he also hired a security guard to work there.
At the pizza place?
Yeah. So now, they're mistaken. A dude that's working there to get paid, they mistaken that dude for Afton.
And us as the player, we're playing the security guard.
Yep.
And these spirits think we killed them.
Yep.
And so they take over the animatronics.
They take over the animatronics and then try to murderously put us in another suit like that.
Gotcha. And there's a bunny, a bear, a squirrel?
Nope.
I was right for the first two, though, right?
Yep.
A bunny, a bear. I don't know, what's the third?
Chicken or duck?
Oh, the chicken and the duck. Of course, the famous chicken and the duck.
Well, it's a chicken or a duck.
We don't know. We don't know. Oh, okay. All right. Now, question for you. First, let me tell you what I thought, and then I'll ask my question. So, Jordan sent me out to play with this game. It seemed very bizarre. I didn't know what was happening. I finally kind of caught on. He said I did a good job on the... So you go through nights, and each night gets harder and harder. And there's like a clock counting down, and you just gotta make it till morning, because then the babies sleep, apparently. As you go further, as the nights progress, Jordan, are there more baby spirit animatronics coming for you?
Yes, the levels will start to get harder and harder because with the first one, right, you have a whopping of 5 animatronics to look after.
Okay.
You have the chicken, bunny, and bear.
Okay.
Then after those three, you have a fox. You know, behind those curtains?
Yeah.
Yeah, in that level, you have curtains, and the guy on the phone says, well, we did have a fox in the back room. He's behind the curtains, but he has a sorry, I'm out of order sign right next to him, so. And that one is the most famous Foxy, the pirate. So.
You know what's weird?
What?
Right now, as we speak, it is. What a weird coincidence. All right, for those of you that can't see us, I'm unbuttoning my shirt right now. Because the shirt I have underneath is a shirt with a famous, maybe not that famous, but animatronic from a pizza chain called Showbiz Pizza. And this is Billy Bob the Bear.
Oh my God.
How weird is that?
That is very weird.
No one likes this shirt. Everyone's told me they don't like it, but it's all right. Yeah, I just wanted to show you that. I thought that was kind of a weird coincidence.
That's a very weird
kind of a
spooky coincidence.
Okay, now I gotta get back to it. Ah, that voice is fine too.
Yeah.
A spooky.
Let's see.
A
spooky. You switched
it. A spooky.
Oh my God. But I'll keep you that way. So, with that one, right, you're gonna have to keep watching the curtains. And then on one of the tougher nights, night 4, 5, or 6.
Now, wait a second.
There's a spook? No. There's 6 nights?
Yep.
It's 5 Nights at Freddy.
I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but they added a 6th night.
Alright, I mean, that's fair.
Now,
the version we played the other day, was that the first one?
That was the first and second night.
The OG Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Now, a couple things
I have to say about this. One, I hate to sound like an old man, but I'm the old school part of this podcast.
Yeah.
The whole backstory of this guy with the pizza place, and he kills babies, and they come, the spirits haunt these animatronics, and then they try to kill you. I get that it's supposed to be scary. I'd rather play Super Mario Bros. Or something, but that's just me.
Yeah. But I would agree with you.
I also.
I passed the first night so well. The second night, when the guy came, when the bunny or whatever it was came into the room, it did startle me. I did jump a little bit. So I
get how that can happen, and it. Yeah, so I kind of got it, but,
I'd rather just jump around and,
stomp on Goombas.
Yeah, stomp on Goombas, eat some mushrooms, save a princess, that kind of thing. That's more intriguing to me.
Yeah.
But I did get startled, so I kind of get it. How do you rank... Is Five Nights at Freddy's a game you love, a game you used to love, or a game you just kind of like, or you hate it?
I kind of like it. It's not bad. Not at all. So, it's a game I love, but the major thing is it's hard to beat.
Gotcha.
Because on the first... the fourth, fifth, or sixth night, right? There'll be this golden bear. A golden bear, not a brown bear. No. They have two versions of the bear. Hold on.
They have two versions of this bear. One's in gold, the other one is in brown.
So, is the golden bear like the farthest one?
The golden bear possesses these powers that's not normal.
Okay.
But he just sits there on a stool in front of you, looking at you. And he does have a jump scare, too. It will crash your game, but he does have a jump scare.
So, this is a game that I've played all of them from the beginning up to the newest one.
Yep.
Alright, so you're in. Speaking of being in, we gotta get out.
Oh no.
We are running out of time here. Let's try to find one that people can understand.
Okay, that one. Alright, let's go.
I like this mic.
Yeah, sure. I will say, it is a little distracting, changing... Oh, you know what? That's right. Let's just hit bypass.
Yeah, and then you and go then back to normal.
And then we talk normal. That sounds great. So, thanks for listening to our very chaotic Halloween episode.
Yeah, us switching voices over and over again.
Constantly. It was very distracting to me to be like, oh, I want to change my voice. But, fun. Hopefully spooky for people. Jordan, thanks for showing me this video game, showing me a little bit about Halloween video games and stuff, and as always, a pleasure to do the podcast with you.
And if anyone's wondering, you can download these games, PC, iOS, and even Xbox. So...
Great information there, Jordan.
Very.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
And go trick and treat.
Make sure you don't eat all the candy and check them for razors.
That's right, be safe.
Yep.
Alright, thanks for listening. We'll talk into your ears next time.
Bye-bye.